Thanks to all of you again for joining us today for Bridging the Gap. We are going to finish out our discussion with Craig Dawson today of the Powell County Industrial Board. Today, Craig's going to talk a little bit about the grant process and how those grants are moving Powell County forward and bringing new jobs, along with more of a thorough explanation of why sometimes those jobs don't show up as quickly as we would hope due to restrictions that are put on by state, federal levels, and tax restrictions, and things like that. We hope you've enjoyed this week and hope it's been enlightening. It certainly has been for me, and we'll just move right on to Craig and the judge right now. Again, thank you for joining us.
There's a whole lot of misconceptions about grants and grant writers, and yeah, there's a lot of grant money out there, and like I said, we could do an episode just on the grants you've administered, and you are a grant writer, but not every grant, just because there's money out there, means you're eligible for it, or that stipulations that go with it mean that it's worth applying for. So I think if any of the things you can do to clarify the miss, or just speak a little bit more on the grant process, or
yeah,
a big part of what you do, you know, is
I think a lot of people think, you know, there are just tons of grants that, you know, people as individuals are eligible for, and in reality, the majority of the grants that I've been involved with are focused on city or municipalities or county governments being the applicants and being eligible to apply for them. And it kind of spans the gamut again of projects. Like, for instance, we'll kind of totally jump categories and talk about, like, for instance, Powell County was one of the few counties in the Bluegrass region that the police officers in Clay City and Stanton and in Powell County Sheriff's Office did not have mobile data equipment in their vehicles, that when they pulled someone over, they could type it in, their license number in, and make sure that, you know, this wasn't some kind of, you know, really dangerous person that had, you know, prior offenses and that kind of stuff. So we got over $200,000 over a period of time to outfit all of the police vehicles in, you know, the city of Stanton, the city of Clay City, and the sheriff's office to make the officer's job safer and, you know, to benefit the community as a whole. And, you know, right now we're working on a grant for the city of Stanton to hopefully be able to purchase a couple of new police cruisers. You know, they have two that are very outdated. We're working through, we've just submitted a grant through rural development to help offset some costs for the purchase of two new vehicles to keep their fleet, you know, current. So, you know, we're very hopeful that that grant's approved and, you know, have done all the initial legwork to get it in the eligibility and running status.
We've talked, you know, I know several times one city or the other comes up, and we've failed to talk. There's been, y'all made significant, I guess, contributions or helped with such things as the Clay City Museum and some activities down there. And I know, regardless, has been and continues to be a major effort on the Clay City Industrial Park there as well. And
yes,
it's very much probably going to be the next one that we're seeking funding to get up to par and ready to go.
Right. And the reason the Industrial Authority is definitely job created. So when there's been any kind of, you know, funding or grant given to the museum, it's to create a position there. And so it's not like we just give the museum funding to help operate, but it's been to help create a job there. And, you know, maybe they have archived things or things along those lines. So it's definitely been, you know, within the bounds of what the Industrial Authority could and could not.
And I think one thing that maybe the public, if they don't sit down and think about it as well, in having an active museum, which it's a great resource for our community, but also they have these festivals and things, and indirectly the traffic that those type of activities bring into our community help with our local restaurants, our local gas stations, and other tourist sites. So it indirectly helps or at least secures jobs that we currently have. So it's very much an economic driver.
Definitely. And I think, as you mentioned, the Clay City Business Park is definitely the next park that the Industrial Authority has been focused on. We've done engineering work as to where all the water and sewer would go. We've have engineering work done for where the road would go. We've had it divided up into different parcels. I mean, we've had a drone flight with the help of Clark Energy done on the park. So that's a property that the Industrial Authority sees as being really readily accessible because it's immediately off the parkway. And we're excited about, you know, the opportunities that exist there.
We talked a little bit. Is there any other the grants or what's some of the, I guess, things, grants or projects you've worked on, I guess, that's most excited you in your time here that we've not spoke of or that you have a lot of attachment to?
Well, to be honest, one of the projects that we've worked on the longest is that Slade Welcome Center. I mean, we honestly have applied for that at least four times. And the fact that it is actually being constructed right now is one of the more exciting projects to me. Just the fact that to see it come to fruition after so long and so many denials and so many setbacks and the fact that it was, you know, announced for funding, that it was approved like 8 years ago. And then all the hurdles that we've had to jump through to keep the money alive and that the state, you know, all the parameters that were set before us to meet in order to get the building ready to be built. The fact that that's actually coming to fruition is an exciting thing.
I think another thing that that's a prime example of, we talk kind of about the, I guess, how timely some of these projects can be. And like you said, beyond the initial times when you just turned down, this one alone has been, I guess, somewhere 9-10 year range.
Right.
So that kind of speaks to two things. Naturally, the slowness and how long some of these things that even you want or working hard to do can take to accomplish, but also speaks back to the continuity in your position. You know, just think if you'd had transition there, it could have, there's many times, even since I've been in office, like you said, because of the pots of money, the state change or whatever, this project could have went away. It could have just as easily not happened as to happen, but because of your patience and your staying with the project, you know, we're going to have close to a $750,000 grant funded project here that's going to serve Powell County that, like I said, just as easily could have not happened.
And I think this is, again, one of those projects that is going to have a regional effect in the long run, because if you think about it, it's the entrance really to Eastern Kentucky. It's not only going to benefit Powell County, but, you know, when somebody comes to visit the area, they don't think, okay, this county line stops here and then Wolf County starts. So it is going to be an opportunity to not only promote what's going on here locally in Stanton, Clay City, and Powell County, but it has the opportunity to really be an entry or a gateway to the Eastern Kentucky region.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And you kind of segued into something else. You know, we think about it nationally. Our foremost goal is promoting Powell County,
sure.
But in a lot of this economic development, like you said, back to the regionalism, is your Wolfs, your Lees, your Owsley, some of that Menifee, some of these surrounding counties. And I guess kind of speaking in broader terms, even more what you do, you know, one of the things hopefully that's getting ready to start to finally, it's been another one of these projects that took a while, is the Hollywood Park.
Yes.
That's been something that's kind of through the help of the Industrial Authority has been committed to. And beyond your role in the Industrial Authority, I've asked you to serve, and that's another thing you do unpaid is serve as chair of that committee.
Right.
And that's an example of the regionalism in that it's got Estill, Lee, Wolf, and Powell counties all involved in, and I think it's going to have the potential to do some great things, and it's been something we've been working on for 3 to 4 years or
yeah,
five.
Exactly. And the fact that it's pretty unique to get four counties to agree to work on something and to get four county judges all to be on the same page and then to appoint members to serve on this committee. And there are three members that represent each county. John Brewer's on this regional recreation board, as well as Chad Birch here from Powell County. So it's an exciting adventure, and I think adventure is the word because adventure tourism is such a hot thing in this day and time, especially from the state perspective. So it's an exciting time
And that's a, I guess, talking some of the things it takes to make some of these projects go. The project, as far as the Hollywood Park we're talking about, is the off-road, you know, park that's been in the works for a while. And it's a perfect example of a lot of things. And I guess that unity or working together, you know, we've got our tourism, our industrial authority, as well as our county government all involved, as well as the, most of the other counties have the same composition.
Right.
And I think beyond working in the regional concept to benefit us all, it's a perfect example of bipartisan work and things, too. If you look at the mix of those counties, you've got a couple different congressional regions, a couple different state senators, representatives. If you want to look at partisan lines, there it's about a perfect split. There's a couple Republican counties, a couple Democrat counties.
And right.
I can't think of one time in working through that project where that's ever been an issue. We've all been the mindset, what can we do to help this region and our communities?
Exactly.
And that's the way government should work for our people. And I think that project's been a prime example of how government and those bodies that support governments should work. And hopefully it, at some point it will be a shining light and a example of that.
You're exactly right. I'd never once remember politics in terms of being a Democrat or Republican coming into play with that project. And it's really been more of a, how can we take advantage of both parties and the ties that maybe the individual counties have to their representatives or senators that we can tap into some funding for it. So it's certainly a good example.
But I guess kind of we got a little far out on that, but I just wanted to really a chance to say that beyond your direct job as you, what else you do for the community. And like I said, that's a, you put in and God knows how many hours on that project, and it's not a paid deal. So you do a lot beyond. And I guess in speaking of that, there's numerous times, I don't know, from 9:30 to 11:30 at night that I receive a text or a call from you on projects and very excited to, but that just shows, I think your dedication to your job. And that's what I said, beyond what people see on the surface, your office hours and stuff here, you're always working for Powell County and that, and to have somebody that committed is hard to find these days.
Well, it's, I mean, there are just times that projects need attention, and it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, and you may be in two or three meetings during the day and not have time to do it. So, you know, I think at times people think I've been sending out emails or texts too late at night, but reality is, you know, it's, we're trying to get something accomplished. So
I guess, Craig, and I, you spoke to it, very exciting things going on here in Powell County. And I know, you know, I've had the opportunity to serve in my capacity close to 7 years now. And I know from when I first took office to the last 3 to 4 years, how many things we're starting to see as far as like job growth, even when we don't capture industries, a lot more looks at us. And I think there's some other things that we're aware of in the pipe works that will probably become reality in the next few years that are going to be very exciting. So I guess just to see the acceleration of economic growth in our county over the last 3 to 4 years. And I'd like to thank people there, too. You know, a lot of the projects I started in my first term are just now starting to become reality. And that's what I said. I guess, and I'm not a very patient person, so that's been one of the most difficult things in my capacity is we've had some very good projects that we've worked on, and they don't happen near as fast as I'd like to. And it's not because of your effort or my effort or the board's effort, just the red tape and the process has to be gone through to get them to reality is a lot more complicated than most people are aware, I think.
Well, there's, you know, one project in particular, I know we worked a good 3.5-4 years on, and it finally came to fruition, but it certainly was, you know, a long endeavor, and it was one of those things where that confidentiality thing kind of came into play, where we weren't necessarily allowed to talk about it. People in the community ended up thinking the industrial authority was just sitting aside doing nothing. And when in reality, the industrial board had been very proactive and had actually initiated some things with this project, and we just weren't able to talk about it.
So, appreciate you and the board's efforts in moving Powell County forward. And like I said, really starting to see a lot of positive things here in the last few years. And it's really starting to show. So we really appreciate all y'all do. And thank you for taking the time to come visit with us today.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time to come. And I think you're right. It's a fine line on what we can say and can't say sometimes, but we definitely need to try to do a better job of making the public aware of some of the projects that we're involved with.